session, House Bill 3126, Representative Nolan.
Chair, members of the committee, Mary Nolan, State Representative from House District 11. Thank you very much for hearing this bill. I would like to speak to the -A6 amendment to House Bill 3126, and in particular, the only thing I will speak to is Section 19 and Section 20 of that amendment. You can find them on the last two pages of the amendment. Those two sections incorporate House Bill 3574, which passed the House nearly unanimously several months ago. I sponsored that bill in order to provide a mechanism to help small employers be able to pool their interests and negotiate more affordable rates for insurance, health insurance for their employees. I wanted to make certain that this provided an opportunity for those employers who are not currently providing health insurance to step up to health insurance. And yet I wanted to also put a firewall in there so that employers like myself, who do offer insurance, do not have an opportunity to step down from their current level of insurance to a lesser level of insurance. And the sections 19 and 20 of the -A6 amendment do that. And they do it in two ways. Section 19 makes this program through the Insurance Pool Governing Board available only to small employers who have not offered group health insurance benefits to their employees or their owners for the last 12 months, effectively making certain that no employer will step down from an insurance coverage that they're providing now. And then in Section 20, the bill authorizes the Insurance Pool Governing Board to negotiate on behalf of a pool of small employers to buy health insurance more efficiently, more effectively, and frankly with better buying power than they would have on their own. Subsection 7 of that section does provide that the Insurance Pool Governing Board may look at the structure of those plans, and it would authorize them, but certainly not require the pool, the governing board, to look at benefit plans that do not include the full package of services that are currently required under Oregon law. And Mr. Chair and members of the committee, the purpose for that is to encourage employers who are not providing any benefits now, they're providing zero health insurance for their employees, to step up to some level of insurance. It means that thousands of employees who have no benefits now will get something. They may not get as much as we would ultimately like them to have, but they will get a lot more than they have now. And it will also help small employers be more competitive in the labor market and be able to attract employees and retain them for their economic growth. I will take any questions, and I will ask for your support of the A6 amendment.
Thank you, Representative Nolan. You're very tenacious on this subject.
Thank you, sir.
Further discussion? Got some -6s, Senator Courtney? Someone else.
Just moving.
You got some -6s, you know?
Nobody else has some. Some of the A6. House Bill
3126. -A6 amendment, yes.
A6.
Senator Courtney moves the -A6s to 3126. Further discussion?
Who's either?
I have a question.
This is the compilation when we took all the insurance bills. Yeah, that's all this is. Yeah. Okay, question?
I'm curious if the same people who lined up to kill Senate Bill 8 are going to line up on this bill.
So that's the answer is yes?
This is confused.
This is the one where he doesn't like.
Who's for?
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, my name is Mark Nelson. We had supported, in our meeting yesterday, we had agreed on the dash sevens with the department and other parties to the in the bill, section 20 sub 7, allows for policies to be issued that do not include the mandates. I represent the Oregon Society of Clinical Social Workers. Our particular concern is in mental health, alcohol, and drug mandate. The department yesterday indicated that in the past, those mandates have always been included. Our feeling is if they've always been included, then there was no reason to have a specific provision which would allow policies to be developed that don't include the mandates. Mm-hmm. So we thought we'd reach agreement on dash sevens yesterday. Representative Nolan was not part of that group. Representative Crummell was, who did agree to the dash seven approach.
Do you support the dash sevens? Other dash sevens?
Yeah, that just, we're trying to get affordable health insurance is the goal here. Right. It's the same thing that we talked about earlier. This is good. I appreciate where they're coming from, but I'd like to go on.
Okay.
Further discussion?
Objections?
Yeah, it's okay.
That is the difference in this one. But.
Okay. Motion carries. Chair moves 3126 as amended forward the due pass recommendation.
Okay. Objections?
So ordered. Not carry. Close work session. Open work session. House Bill 3200. Anybody here to talk on 3200? Rick, you want a brief overview?
Thank you, Senator Harper. House Bill 3200 basically allows the Oregon Medical Assistance Program to maintain the eligibility for a pregnant woman who was on the Oregon Health Plan prior to entering jail, a state or county jail, throughout her incarceration until the time she leaves. Currently, under federal law, a woman who is under the Oregon Health Plan, once enters jail, cannot be covered by the plan. It's picked up by state or county dollars. And the redetermining eligibility once that person leaves jail may take a while for the gap. The Oregon Medical Assistance Program supports this plan where it maintains eligibility so she's picked up immediately after being released from jail. And I understand the jail system is all part supportive of this.
Okay. All right. Senator Courtney has an amendment. Senator Beyer.
Mr. Chair, we have an A9 amendment to House Bill 3200, which establishes the authority for Oregon Senior Drug Program, and also in Section 10 takes away some of the existing language and statute, which would provide the governor with more authority in managing the health plan. I think it would allow him, if he chose to establish a formulary by administrative rule. And I so move.
What does that have to do with pregnancy?
Let's do it then. Health stuff.
Senator Beyer moves the dash nines. House Bill 3200. I object. Further objection. Senator Atkins, Senator Minnis object. Okay. Motion fails. Chair moves House Bill 3200 A engrossed to forward the due pass recommendation. Further discussion? Objections? Okay. Motion carries. John, this is a prison bill. Thank you. Senator Minnis. Open, closed work session, open work session, House Bill 2004, Senator Gordley's bill. I just move it back to the floor as is. Any other discussion?
Mm-hmm.
Any objection?
Okay.
Senator Courtney, Senator Beyer object. So moved. Closed work session, open work session, 2764. All right. John, Paul,
run you down, huh?
Objective 3126. We don't get the other things.
Okay.
I don't know what we did on that, and I'm very uneasy about what happened there.
Okay.
Just I had made a vote on the House floor, but I still don't know what happened on 3126.
Okay. Well, these are all those four original bills. We didn't do anything to them.
Good morning, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. I'm John McCulley, representing the Oregon Association of Mortgage Brokers. I appreciate, Mr. Chair and members of the committee, your indulgence in allowing us to bring this bill to you. We've been working on it for a long time, and finally, as of about 15 minutes ago, I think have reached agreement with all of the parties involved with this bill. This bill primarily establishes an education program for mortgage loan originators. These are the professionals in the mortgage lending business who deal directly with the consumers. So this bill would require that those individuals pass a test on the laws and rules that govern what they do, would require them to receive continuing education. The Department of Consumer and Business Services would oversee this program. It would be largely administered by the licensees who are a part of that department, and we believe offers protections to consumers and also raises the professionalism within the industry. The bill further provides additional avenues for the department to deal with problems that have arisen in this industry. They currently don't have that ability, and we believe this bill corrects that problem. It's supported by members of the industry, supported by the realtors, supported by DCBS, and we believe makes good policy sense for the state of Oregon, and urge your approval of the bill. We have dealt with the issue related to the fiscal impact. The bill has a subsequent referral to Ways and Means on it right now. We changed the bill to eliminate a registration that had previously been required in the bill that came to you from the House, and that has been removed from the bill, and as a result, it has a negligible fiscal impact on DCBS at this point. Mr. Chair, members of the committee, we urge your support for the measure.
Okay. All you have anything to add? Senator Atkinson.
Just for the record, if this bill is passed and you say we require continuing education, does this bill actually have in it how much required continuing education is there? Does the board make that up? Yeah.
Mr. Chair, Senator Atkinson, the bill does specifically identify the amount of continuing education that is required. It establishes a maximum of 20 hours per licensing period, two-year period, and a minimum of 10 hours per licensing period.
So I guess what I'm asking, follow-up, Mr. Chair, is is members of this committee's phone going to ring off the hook by upset mortgage brokers who just now have to be signed up for 10 hours of continuing education?
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, I represent the Oregon Association of Mortgage Brokers, which obviously does not include every mortgage broker in the state. But I can tell you that in a survey that we took of all of the mortgage brokers in the state last year, almost a year ago exactly, we had a 91% response rate that the biggest issue in the industry was needing continuing education. And we believe that this bill is in response not only to what the industry wants, but also addresses some issues coming down the road relative to more regulation on mortgage lending industry. So we believe this bill is a proactive way to address some of those issues as well.
Mr. Chairman, very briefly, Paul Cosgrove representing Primerica Financial Services Home Mortgages, Inc. It is a Oregon registered mortgage broker, not a member of the association. We had concerns with this bill. Those concerns are addressed in the A13 amendments, and if the committee moves the bill forward with the A13 amendments, our concerns are addressed, and we would be neutral on the bill.
And nobody else is going to complain about this thing.
Yeah, put that one on.
Mr. Chair, I am not aware of others who might complain, I cannot guarantee that passing this bill, there wouldn't be one mortgage broker out there who would have a problem with what we're doing. But I can tell you that the vast majority of the people that we have worked with on this legislation agree with what we're doing.
You have to set up an opposition.
Further discussion? No.
I'm going to move the amendment. Pray.
Yeah. Anybody out there doesn't like this bill? Yeah, let's go ahead and pray.
All right. I move the dash 813 amendments to House Bill 2764.
Senator Courtney moves the dash 13 amendments to House Bill 2764. Further discussion?
Going to Ways and Means?
No.
Maybe.
$10,000.
Yeah. Okay, dash 13's so ordered.
Move it with a remove the subsequent referral. Also.
Well, I moved it to the. You want me to make a motion to remove the subsequent referral? I move the subsequent referral to Ways and Means.
And Senator Corey removes the subsequent referral to Ways and Means. So ordered.
Chair, I move House Bill 2764 as amended to the Senate for the due pass recommendation.
Senator Courtney moves House Bill 2764 as amended for the due pass recommendation. For the discussion, objection, so ordered.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Okay, we got a couple more bills we can't get to for another couple of hours. 2494, 2659. We'll go into recess and break the next time we get a break.
Okay. Which one's the last one?
2764. We did 22 to
90. Yep.
Back
how many bills we got sitting on the table up there?
Oh, wait a minute. Yeah. Senator Atkins, you don't carry him? I don't carry this one.
Oh, I've got him. He's
Senator Atkins.
I don't mind.
Okay, and Chair would like suspension of the rules to allow Senator Courtney to change his vote on
3126. No.
3126. So ordered.
I'll vote no at this time.
And Senator Courtney votes no on 3126.
Right. He's still no enough.
Recess.
It's the one advantage.
Mario?
Health insurance.